Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Happy Friday, y'all. I know y'all felt that earthquake in New York. Shit. How was that, motherfuckers? Yeah, out here in California, yeah, we have earthquakes, but we used to that shit. We done had multiple other motherfuckers. Nigga, one homie told me he slapped through an earthquake, nigga. He said he didn't feel shit. You feel me? We are used to earthquakes in California. We can't say that about y'all motherfuckers in New York. Always throwing shade at California about us having earthquakes and wildfires and shit. Y'all motherfuckers ain't used to earthquakes. Y'all felt that shit today and was wondering what the hell was going on when a motherfucking Big Apple started rocking back and forth, nigga. Now, there was a newscaster talking to a sister. He asked her, did she feel the earthquake? You know, and she said she was in the Social Security office trying to see what was up with her food stamps and shit. And she felt the earthquake. Now, I got a friend in New York. She posted about it. On her Facebook, but she felt the earthquake, you know, shit. Now, there y'all motherfuckers have it in New York. Now, stop throwing shade at California about having earthquakes, motherfucker, because we aren't used to that shit. But not y'all motherfuckers. Y'all ain't used to no fucking earthquake. Now, Ice Spice said, she was the cause of the earthquake because her ass cheeks were clapping and shit, out her ass clapping. I said, child, please, calm your ass down. It was an act in God. It was an act of God. You ain't got that type of power, Ice Spice. Sit your ass down somewhere. That's some real shit. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers felt that damn Big Apple rocking back and forth and didn't know what to fucking think. Oh, it's an earthquake. It's an earthquake. Hey, your money. Hey, your money. Hey, your money. It's an earthquake. I can see y'all motherfuckers. I can hear y'all running around and shit. Yo, that's a great shit. But anyway, y'all, let me go down my list here. Atlanta, ladies and gentlemen, is HIV infections nationwide. They are third on the list. I wonder who was number one and number two. But damn, that's crazy than a motherfucker. Y'all better protect yourself over there in the ATL, nigga, because, damn, it's a scandalous and nasty. I guess motherfuckers just be raw dogging fucking crazy with no protection out there in Atlanta. Damn. Atlanta, I guess, well, that's where all the stars at. Everybody, Atlanta this, Atlanta that. Wow, the ATL this, ATL that. Man, y'all better protect yourself if y'all go to that motherfucker. Don't fuck around without no protection in the ATL. Because that motherfucker is third on the list for HIV. Motherfucker, it's nationwide. Hey, that's what it said, nigga. It said nationwide infections, motherfucker. Yo, hey, shit is crazy though, y'all. Hey, shit is crazy. Now, let me go down my fucking list, y'all. Now, Rod Wave, ladies and gentlemen, he was arrested. Yesterday, he just got released the other day, you know. Evidence was inaccurate or something, so he got out, you know, the other day. And they had his mug shot up and his height and his weight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Rod Wave is 5'6", 350 pounds. Damn! How the hell you gonna be fat than a motherfucker or big as hell with that little ass frame? 5'6", 350 pounds. Rod Wave need to get his ass on a motherfucking treadmill, man. He need to go to the gym. He need to lose some fucking weight. I mean, damn. How the hell you gonna have that much weight on that motherfucking frame? Damn. That shit crazy, y'all. You know, I bet when he went to the motherfucking jail cell, the whole damn building waved, nigga. I mean, oh, hey, he made that motherfucker have an earthquake when he stepped up in there weighing 350 pounds at 5'6". That's just too much weight for a little ass frame. Now, if he was like 5'11", 5'10", a little taller, 6 feet, it would spread out, you know? But Rod Wave was 5'6", 350 pounds? Damn, nigga. Lose some weight, right way. Shit. The motherfucker got out the other day. Okay. Now, all he need to do is lose some fucking weight, get on the treadmill, go on a diet. Shit. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me go down my list. There's some motherfucking new group. I don't know. They go by OD, Crashing Out. OD, maybe that's the name of the group. The song is called Crashing Out. Well, anyway, I saw the video on Instagram. These some trashy rapper motherfuckers. Trashy rapper motherfuckers. Pardon me. It's trash. Straight up. Trash, y'all. But we are living in the world and time of a generation that's mentally retarded. They're not like you really handicapped like that. These motherfuckers are retarded rappers. These motherfuckers spit a bunch of gibberish. Shit that don't make no fucking sense, ladies and gentlemen. But y'all motherfuckers out there, give them a fucking record deal. Give them a few millions. Before you know it, they got multiple baby mamas. Shit is crazy. This generation is weird, y'all. We got these trashy-ass motherfucking rappers. They make viral. They make famous. If anybody do not like them, they want to all of a sudden start calling them a hater. When they are trashy rappers. Straight up. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to stop making trashy rapper famous. I'm sick of this shit, y'all. Sick and tired of this shit. These motherfuckers don't be talented at all. But you want to sign these niggas to a record deal. Make them famous. Make them viral. Give them a few motherfucking millions. Before you know it, they got 100 baby mamas. Every female want to have they baby. This is a fucking shame, y'all. Now, if they heard my music, them motherfuckers want to have a fucking opinion. Oh, we're not feeling it. Oh, that's trash. But it's straight up plain English. You know, I stay in my era. Like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Tupac, E4. Well, you can tell what the fuck I'm saying. They want to call that trash music. But praise all these motherfuckers today for slurring motherfuckers. These motherfuckers, that when they rap, these motherfuckers sound drunk and retarded. That's what when they rap, that's what they sound, y'all. Them motherfuckers sound drunk, slow, retarded. They all sound like they own some shit when they be rapping. But y'all like that motherfucking music, huh? Y'all like that shit, but y'all don't like hearing nobody speak plain proper English. Man, shit is crazy to the motherfucker, man. Man, this generation celebrate trashy rappers, you know? These motherfuckers. Now, let me say what I said on my Twitter. You know, there's no such thing as talented artists today. All these motherfuckers do is sample another artist's music, write lyrics. You know, they get a few million, they get signed, then the motherfuckers win a music award. You know, shit. You know, they ain't that talented. They like me. See, I'm a real artist, you know. I done wrote hundreds of songs. Let me know one of them motherfuckers, and maybe it could be a couple, but of today, artists of today, who can write 5 to 15, 20 motherfucking albums by their damn self with no future and no fucking help. They can't do that type of shit. They ain't got that type of brain power. That's why the motherfuckers sample somebody else's song, write some lyrics, win a fucking award, get signed, get a few million, go viral, you know? But, you know, the person they sample, they don't even get shit. You know, they ain't never won an award, but you got these motherfuckers, these damn trashy, no talented rappers, sample somebody else's shit, get rich, and get the world handed to them on a silver platter, get all type of awards and shit, live with a glamorous life, motherfucking mansions and Lamborghinis and all type of shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we gotta stop making trashy rappers famous. But we all know it's not gonna happen because this is the way record labels work. These motherfuckers are just looking for a sucker. A motherfucker that's wanna be rich so fucking bad. They looking for a fucking sucker they can use like a puppet. How the motherfuckers dance and do whatever they want to be famous just to make money off of them when they the hottest thing. Then the motherfuckers take all their money. Then when they no longer the hottest thing, they kick their ass to the fucking curb. That's what's happening today in the music industry. You ain't gotta be a talented motherfucker. You just gotta sound like the next motherfucker everybody praises and worship. When you a hot motherfucker in the game and everybody is celebrating you, you're going viral, you're gonna be on top. That's all they look for. They looking for money. They're ready to make money off your ass. Pimp your motherfucking ass. That's what record labels do. Get you, you'll make it to the top, you'll be hot for a minute. Once you're no longer top and you're no longer the big dog, they're going to kick your ass to the motherfucking curve. That's the way the new labels, you know, are today. They are the pimps. That's what they are. They pimp artists today. That's what they do. They pimp these motherfuckers, make all type of money off of them, then kick their ass to the curve. That's why I say, don't sign no fucking record deal. Fuck them motherfuckers. All they gonna do is own your masters, take half the money. But you do what the hell you wanna do, whatever rocks your boat, you know, whatever's best for you. But ladies and gentlemen, we gotta stop making these trashy rappers famous today. Now, let me go down my motherfucking list, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, a 62-year-old man received the world's first kidney transplant. It was a motherfucking a pig kidney. Oh, hell fucking no, y'all. Yo, well, if it worked, it worked. Somebody said on Instagram he'll be dead in 4 weeks or some shit. But hey, he got a pig kidney transplant. I can't even say that shit, y'all. Yo, I can't even say that shit, y'all. It's crazy. It don't even sound fucking right, y'all. A pig kidney transplant. A 62-year-old man receiving the world's first kid pig. Yo, y'all can't even say that shit. Yo, well, God bless him though, man. Hopefully it works out for him and he go on to live his life and prosper. You know, somebody said bacon and this and that. I said this, you know, on Instagram, he better stay away from zombies because he gonna be the first motherfucker to go with a pig kidney transplant. I mean, shit, you know, you gotta stay away from them zombies, motherfucker. You part pig, you part bacon, we shaking. I'm just, yo, they had a bunch of motherfucking pig jokes, bacon jokes all over Instagram, you know, but anyway, God bless him. Hopefully he can prosper, you know. And he lives on, but if he don't, we all know it's that damn bacon transplant. I mean, pig kidney transplant, y'all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Once again, happy Friday, y'all. Man, yo, let me get off this shit. Until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace. Thank you.